Sanje Menja Laye Gilikzor.
May there be auspiciousness by the medicine Buddha.
Hi. Demo Kangal Meva. Ah, Kristo. Me eh. Yova Meva. Meva. Ja. Gor kareyo. Tambo gor ni de tango do. Go changbe gor gor ni de.
So Michi wants us to first recite the two Vajra songs of Yutsanpa.
Yeah, that's you know, the Treba Yvetam, Treba Donated.
The first one gives the chance to ask questions.
Yeah. Long,
when he does observe his breathing and breathing, exhaling, inhaling becomes very subtle and true. This obviously helps for so-called wind sickness. So it's very helpful, this chamatha of breathing. And for the healer himself and for the, you know, wherever it is advised to use the method of tongue, sending and receiving, so that way using his breath.
So far, which has addressed the view of emptiness and the development of compassion as a way to deal with feelings. And I was glad to ask if there is any rational ways of doing that, like visualization practices, or maybe possibilities of using our present inner practice in a way of like watching.
Kind of understood.
yedam la lal tenu zoya yoda yo rang yedam je la gon cherem me pasar bo yo na tene tra tra wan dren ba nyanga le vezen thu vezer te ne pa la pho ne pe tra wan dren ba nyanga son lo pho lu nga yi som je dik dip tam je dik ne dang don dang dik dip tam je jam me pa zoya
based on the personal meditation daily. Of course, there is a way to feel or positively influence the person who is sick. If one has a very clear, lucid visualization of one's meditation deity, then one could see light rays coming out from the forehead, the throat, and the heart center. And this light rays, those light rays then purifying,
going into the respective places of the patient and purifying all the related aspirations of speech and mind. Then I think that the way 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 that Sanje da Sanju Samba Namje Yeda Namje Sanabdun Rangla Tempara Samba De Rangdung Je Chodre Yang Vese Nyepa Drone Simchin Tamje Lepo Simchin Tamje Je Dikdip Jamar Samba Da Chepar To Ta Memba Cho Yuna Nepa Cho La Simchin Tamje Da Chepar To Nepa Cho Rangga Soya Ga Nepa Cho Lepo Tene Ne Dang Don Dang Dikpa Tamje Jamar Samba De Jama Jama Samte, the same Jin Tamje, name a deva tosum samba, Nishinra was on eh? The name of a mapper yana, the tenny yendon jitrotter. Trot near Yedan Karagona young tamer.
And of course, there is, like in any Yidam practice, there is the visualization of light going out. Again, which there are many different ways of how to do that, and they could be all categorized in, under two purposes. One is for oneself and one is for others. And to start with the purpose for oneself, then one lets light radiate from the meditation deity going, being an offering, a life offering to all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the 10 directions and the 3 times, and then from there gathering their inspiration to, in ourselves, which is then for our own purpose. And then again, light is radiating towards all sentient beings in all realms, purifying their sicknesses, their possessions, and their possessed by demons, and all their negative imprints of previous karma, and thus establishing them in a state free of obscurations. In particular, one would use that for the sick person here, being like a healer, and one would use it for the sick person, and all the sicknesses, the demons, and the negative imprints of previous karma leads the way, and the patient,
you know,
once realization is left within the bliss of having no sickness.
Then Rao Tene, Cherem Jugoni Penyatel Rang Yadam Jig Dop, Yadam Jig Cherem Yapo Gom, Cherem La Sarnang Tom Nuba Chimbo Yungre, Sarnang Matom Nayang, Tene, Samba Tany Jigoni Mekpasena, Yang Pengre.
This all applies whatever meditation daily one is using. If one's meditation, one's realization is very clear, one has what is called this clear vision of the, one has a clear vision of the deity, then in particular this proves to be very efficient. Even if one does not have that clear vision of the meditation deity, still doing this emanating of light and gathering it again, it will,
if Then down. Yeah. When two, three. Yeah. When you.
Well, Rinpoche, I'm interested in the symbolism of experience, and in particular in this case, the symbolism of looking at disease as a symbol. And I'm wondering if he has anything to say about how valid that might actually be.
Can you specify that more with the symbolism?
Well, for instance, in our culture, heart disease is very prevalent. We have a lot of heart disease in America. I'm wondering, is it valid to approach that as a representation of mind? That it has a deeper level of working with mind. Mm-hmm. We can actually use it as a way to work with some of the mind on a higher level of this as a teacher.
Kona tenda sami do ta ne na ta kashi da lu chi chashi da me ta ba la yong ne te chashi re la da duen da me ta ba yore.
Oh yeah.
And nga so mupso kla ta teng san ninga la na ta mambu yo.
Oh yeah.
Ta ninga na ta te kang na trai ba yo ta ta to ju te ku ta ba jang da tan jang na ninga de da uji ku ya me na kawai na trai ba chi yo de ta mixa tu
Is all disease, all diseases we look at as a symbol, or is that just one way to explore manifestation?
Actually, there has been mentioned previously, there is one of the chief disciple of the victorious Yutsanpa, who proved to be even better than his master, and he is called Java Yangunpa. And he wrote, from him we know a lot of songs that describe specific explanation and treatment for specific sicknesses. The visualizations that are in accordance with certain sicknesses. However, this will be a future project, and which says right now we kind of overloaded and we wouldn't be able to follow up with those various visualizations. But definitely in the future we should do so. We will study that.
Then lai mekpa tang tongbe mekpa ni le lai mekpa te nepa la me lai ya kre sanje minje la then jewo pena rangang dawo chiran so memba so rang nyam ni so no rango nan chetang nan che so lo go mi mi je so ze nan ne then sanje da sanju sembo wezer po mi je du ju jun ju jun kala ta wan nan yin le rang che so ne yo ne tham che then na dang cha dang che se je nan ba wo go da pang gan da ba be po ga ta zen ne zen ro zong sam te thong ta wa da then rang lu de mi je Mija, Junja Kang, name maybe Deva Tobara song. Dene, Moa Malamja, Chick the end of it. Chetang, Rere, dear Dorsem, the Chiquanda was on the grid.
So, there, in general, there are two types of visualizations that could be done. One is related to deity, and the other one is related to emptiness. So, they would be categorizing all the variety of different possibilities. Among the visualizations that use a deity, for us, that we are health professionals, the visualization of a medicine Buddha proves to be most efficient. And if it was like for our Onze, starting with this, then we would visualize the medicine Buddha sitting on our head. And from his begging bowl, there's an overflow of nectar. Medicinal nectar, which drips down in the hole of her head And like the same as the visualization of the Vajrasattva, it cleanses out or all the body, washes out all the impurities, which then leave our body from the lower gates and from the soles of our feet, all this filthy stuff like pus and blood and so on goes out from the body, and the body is filled with this medicinal pure nectar.
Tene nectar teyang rang nasa kawa nagu na ti tengla po na chepar to tene ne teso jangsong samkura na ta cha ta cho ser jena bar.
And if we had a place in our body where a sickness was located, then specifically at this place we would wash out very carefully with that nectar, trying to get rid of that sickness at this point.
Te tenda wo go na mela yang Sanje Sanjo Samba Tamje the Yen Meba Lama Tanya Yen Meba Gomna to the Tambe Chujin Yamita Neja Mikpanyambu Yungwe.
If at this point when using this visualization we can maintain the understanding that this medicine Buddha is but the embodiment of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and our personal teacher, our Guru, inseparable from the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and our teacher, then this visualization is at the same time a healing procedure as well as the Dhamma practice.
The name means the Jain Bab Kangban de Yangtus.
Kangban de Rizal.
Yeah, Chapati.
So there is a flow of nectar, even on this house.
Tendrao Zogodo. Tene Yang Chapar Jin Lamena, Nasa Kangyona Rang, Nana, Kangana Pena, Mignana, make a thing, and then Sanjay Mela Jumu Bob. Young.
Could modify this visualization according to whatever sickness we have. Let's say we have an eye sickness, then it was feasible to visualize the medicine Buddha, tiny, small medicine Buddha just above our eye, and having that glow of nectar purifying the sickness of our eye. Or if you were sick on the tip of our nose, then it would be
Aha. Tene yang Guru Rinpoche la yang Orjin Sanje Mela se le chore. Sambal lindub la chikye chikre. Yuma de te chikye de dun Orjin Sanje Mela gomna yang digre. Guru Rinpoche da. Guru Rinpoche la rum da wo chakre.
There is also a sadhana from Padmasambhava where he appears as the medicine Buddha, and there is like an invocation of that, which in the future we can have this verse, and where one invokes Padmasambhava as the medicine Buddha, and could have like a guru yoga at the same time with Padmasambhava.
Tene ya tongbe jana penna ming dawo nana ming dawo nana kale kapu yona tene. Make ten denini, tapa part the whole yoga, tonga sangore. Kanis and a megla da than zeba yaval ten an hour, dan zemin and agamare, telatin de megla, chetang ekong ravore, ekong de tongbe ekongre. Tripa the travel, tongbe ekong or some, holy mcpatena, teni, make shepherd the mcpatena, young pembare. Ten ravo nata solo, so solo mcpatea. Tip Tony young gomare, requate.
And to give an example of the visualizations that go along with the understanding of emptiness. Let's say we have an eye sickness, then in that case we would visualize that the whole of our eye is totally empty and there is a tube of emptiness going from that eye to the back of our head. This, in general, we have already a hole there, but this will be like a hole or an empty passage with a tunnel, which is it's a tunnel of emptiness, which is emptiness being a state beyond concept, where there's neither existence or non-existence or whatever. And so that would be a visualization of that emptiness that it's particularly useful for that place or that location of sickness.
Ti jumse phembe jumse karar sana megla dad zembal tin navare holla samna toni de me undu meg nelo la dami to bu hirab jemme kwa la tin de tin ne phel la phengare.
Why does that help? The reason is that normally whenever we have sickness or pain, the main reason why we have the pain or sickness there is because we cling to that part of the body as belonging to ourselves or being, that we are this part of the body. If we didn't have that, then we would be suffering. So if we use this visualization of emptiness of this place, it is the direct opposite of what we usually believe to be. And for that reason, it helps.
Could you clarify that a little? So there would be a tube of emptiness that then went...
Yeah, there's this tube of emptiness going from the eye to the back of our head.
What if you have knee or liver, the tube of emptiness then go back, still out from the back of your head is destroyed? Wait, how that...
No, that was just giving the example of the eye.
Ah.
In case of an eye sickness.
Yeah, so he had liver sickness.
That wasn't answered so far. So we could apply this visualization to any sickness, any part of the body. So we just puncture a hole in that blood.
Then zomonde na meba gong. Yang menen zomon kokpa tongba yinba gong.
If we have a sickness or pain in the finger, then we just think of the finger being totally empty, being not there, or being hollow.
Then da wo gong gong. Then it to do say ranking yamni yapozona, Tambo ranking yamni zona, then it had a tongba gom yatzo, young nepa la gomti in the young degree. Tambo ranking yamni zo cook the wa.
Then in Nepal yam lakuri yamina krang.
Nepa la, then do lobjong ten, huh? They gomji chugre.
So that way.
Pen a mela gombala, then a nangba yingo go to chula tepa go to wa. All the government let you go.
And we could actually apply that to any sickness of our body and work with that. We should gain some experience with this. Once you gain the experience with this type of visualization practice, it proves really helpful for the removal of sickness or pain, then you could also instruct particular patient to use a visualization like this. But like with anything that we give to others, first one should have a certain mastery of achieved oneself. The difference to the visualization of a deity is that if we give a visualization of a medicine Buddha to someone, it has to be a Buddhist. But this visualization of holes or empty spaces,
yeah. You.
Sound practitioner would use, is there any mantra sounds or six-syllable sounds, such as either hands-on or hands-off, directing, like a or whatever, if there are any specific ones into an area?
Wenn der Jala den der Pender Mark den weil der den Yang Lakpa Jarma Java sind da Tulik der weil den da kommen hier weg.
Kann der so
Nepal Nepi Nepal Nepal geht in Nepal sind da Mark den weil Yang Lakpa Mark sam Tama den Lakpa Java dann Yang Tulik den weil
das auch der Lakpa dann Lakpa Lakpa den Lasan Lapa pe ma davete la sanje me la gom ten duzo na digre.
La parang davete la sanje me
la. Re re sanje me je la ya ba.
So we could think of, or let's say when we touch with the hand, we could think of our hand being like a lotus Lawson, on top of which in the, on the moon disk the medicine Buddha is recited. So you could this, you could imagine this.
Then double purpose, yeah.
And then use the hand for
treatment. Yamni yapo yuna zungmo ma te jarwa re nga la gom chukde te lakpa parparta yatsu.
If one has a very well developed experience, then you could also think of one's, the five fingers of one's hand being the five Yani Buddhas.
Te poche lama tsu Mongola lakpa jayare te yapa kapsa lakpa jarwa re nga la sokpa la gom sanab zoba mikpa yore.
So when the Tibetan lamas, when they give the blessing with the hand, to bestow this blessing with the hand. So they actually use this visualization of having the, their hand being the embodiment of the five Yani Buddhas and thus giving, passing on the inspiration.
Then Lama Chenpo Chole Yang Lakpa Mayamba Ta Denda Wo Dodo Chintoka O Tina Na Nga Chepar Chiyore Nga Tengko La Ya Yang Sinab Zobare Mekpa Yore.
Some special
Tadakama Panduwa
special high teachers, they don't use their hands to touch people's head. They have a specific stick. The stick has a round ending in which there are a lot of extraordinary mantras incorporated. So the blessing is transferred then by this ball at the end of the stick.
Yeah.
What about the sound?
Yeah, are you? Yeah.
I was wondering if Rinpoche had any suggestions or techniques that we could teach the people that we work with who aren't Buddhists, who seem to have, many people I work with particularly, have extreme lack of maitri towards the body and mind, self-hatred. And I was wondering if he had any techniques that we could, you know, teach them to work with us.
Morangla Nepa Mambo Yoti Sam Ninji Meba.
Ninji Meba.
Sam Ninji Meba Yoro. Nepa Tsu De La Nangpa Main, Nangpa Main Konso Nepa. De Tsula Samba Ta Ninji Jeva La Kandas Pen.
Koran Tsula.
Koran Tsula.
Koran Tsula Ninji Jeva La Tene Rangla Dungandu Rangla Dunga Yoba La Tente Simjin Yin Tele Dunga Chia Mambo Yore. So, Tamche le Ninji Gom Gondosene, Ninji Gom Tap, Tap Kepas Hikogrova. Rebe, Rebe Gom Gobri.
So, one probably had to skillfully and gradually instruct them. And one way would be to remind them of the fact that, just the same way as they are suffering of sickness, that there are countless sentient beings suffering the same way, or even worse. So that by being mindful of this fact, slowly there would give rise to compassion.
Te dajin tsungpa nyingye se re. Rang, rang deva ndoygando, dungan ndoygamando. Tsungpa re, dajin tsungpa gona nyingye gong. Yang, rang ke sem jenne lo, dini tungpa tang, jewa mepa tang wo sa vare. Take in the same chin, Tamji, the same chin, Nelo, Yang, Kiava, Mapada, Bosavaran, Yere, Yina Yang, Donga Yere, the Sam, Tene, Dagin, Tsumbe, Sambata, Ninji, Gomia Yore. Tendu Gomba Cups, Chilok, Nau, Kang, Gogondo.
This falls under the category of compassion that is based on the equality or the similarity between oneself and the others. Since the same way as I don't desire to have suffering, I would like to achieve happiness, all other sentient beings do. And in the same way as my own mind is empty in itself, empty of a certain entity, and it is luminous clarity, lucid clarity at the same time, so is the mind of all sentient beings nothing but luminous clarity and emptiness inseparable. Based on this understanding that although my own mind is empty and just loses clarity, still by not recognizing, I suffer, and so do all sentient beings, basically have no problem, but because not realizing it, they have to experience great suffering. This is the understanding that gives rise to the compassion of similarity between myself and others.
In Tibet,
there were other methods, skillful methods used to benefit patients. For example, one would use a fat like butter. And this butter, one charges with mantra, and then applies it to the body of the patient. The masajin, where it's part of the body. As well as this incense, what is this tree that they use for the fire food? Juniper tree. So this tree would be, the leaves would be chopped down very carefully and then also charged with mantra, and the smoke would be used for.
As already has been said,
the butter was used for as a carrier of mantra or blessing, and then rubbed in the several parts of the body. They didn't have an elaborated tradition of method in Tibet, so, but we do. So we could use that ointment of massage for the carrier of blessing, charging it previously with mantra and then rubbing it into the body.
Because
this is realization, there's no difference. Of course, in terms of food, there has to be difference.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
How many people have raised their hand, please, to ask a question?
When 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Is there any illness for which a practitioner of Lujang should not do Lujang, such as cancer or circulatory cancer? Just something that's not good, intense exercise would not be good for?
For yourself or for the patient?
For one, anybody who practices Lujang. Is there an illness that anybody can have that they shouldn't?
If they have it themselves,
yeah.
I see. If the health practitioner himself is sick, then shouldn't use
it. Or anybody we know who does that practice.
Lujong is over. Lujong is over. Lujong Masona Gaza.
Nare. Lujong te Lujin Nanga Ne Dang. Dodo Dawa Cha Yunya Da Cha Mudo Wada Long Mudo Wada Peking Jine Yoba Da Tesola Lujong Yapuyre Zupo Jipo Jibo Cha Yunwada Kana Da Tikla Nasa Yoba Tendu Yina Lujong Pengare Dini Ma Dawa Tendu Yina Lujong Zona Pengamare Zupo La Ma Dawa Yuna Pengamare
And the cancer Dawa Dodo Dodo
Tesola Pengare Sampai Dini Nasa Chepa La Hirap Jita Gugnuwa
Of course, one has to investigate particular sickness with one's own intelligence, whether it's beneficial or not. But in the general, as a general guideline, one would say that whenever there is something stuck in the body, like there's something has something formed, something heavily solid things in parts in the body, or the blood or the circulation is interrupted and not flowing very well, and for the sicknesses of the categorized in the Tibetan medical system under the sicknesses of lacking. Though for those, this proves particularly helpful in physical exercise. Opposite example would be if you have a wound, then maybe not so good. Yeah, if you have an open wound somewhere in the body, then maybe physical exercise wouldn't be so helpful. But one has to check every sickness, of course.
Individually. Then in Yeba, Yeba. True. Again, yeah.
Since this is the precious human birth, and a practitioner could decide that the illness is good and not to pursue the same position, even though there may be an antibiotic or something that could help the person based on the absolute view, is there danger with that? And could you say it? What the relationship would be between the teacher at that point, in terms of guidance, in making decisions, or is that part of it?
I mean, you're sick and it's heavy sickness, but you, instead of curing it, you rely on these absolute methods, mm-hmm. What then?
That's what you decide to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The relationship with the teacher, is that part of it?
The Rangla Nata Shukten will subject to Yona. Tela chitang main gi tap sube tap su tap yuna yang ta de ta main pa la dogi mare chu kana la ne tengi do de gyo chang ba nang shin tela ni ka yorbe dang mixer tu ta da rang dang lama rang gi lama de la trewa kada sang
de gyo chang ba de Check the tin, the lid down the tapul the dover at any tapul the dung is upon the Mingang and Mingang, Mambal and Dogumare, Mingang, Lumare. Then he hid a young Gawire, Nana Gawo hid a chippos on the Tajibare, Mate Chula Jervare. Then he tapul hid a Gawondo. Low poke chula day says, same jay poke the chula day. Chupok drunk bull a day. Memate de Malam Nigdo, and then Tapul and Rongi to Driva Jangi to Tapula, then Nana Gabo de Hena Chipos and Messi Tapul, Jeria Samore, Kaduhena Yan Chipundo. Tisena, then Minkan and Dogomare, me Amitimber.
That's
the Kagare. Not the Kagare. The Kagare, Ming, let Ambopa, Minkan and Ro, Major Zogo.
Someone like the victorious Gyotsangpa was dedicating his whole life and to the practice, the Dharma practice in mountain solitude. And he also kind of completely devoted, he dedicated his body for this practice. People going in the mountain retreat like him, having nothing, having no aim in their mind than staying in the mountain retreat and doing practice, they would be happy to die at any point. In the mountain retreat. Falling ill, they will never go to a doctor, go to a hospital. So they will just stay there and do whatever is necessary, but they will, for them it was completely okay to die. It would be the best thing, in fact, to die if they had to die in the mountain retreat. This is for this type of practitioner, but for beginners, obviously, it is terrible to go see the doctor.
Then there were trouble, the Drupal Jangis, Sorva Ja, Sorva Ta Menanda, because of Katan Heva, Nava Lena, Navar Sinji Labdusor, Heva Lena, Heva Sinji Labdusor, say, then there were Melam Jana Trapula Devon. Then he had a Chibamino.
Those practitioners, so when we were to go and mount the station,
like, that's it.
Then we should support ourselves by this wishing prayer that we explained the other day, the wishing prayer beyond hope and fear, saying, okay, if it's good for me to fall sick, fall ill, then fine, then please give the inspiration that I might be sick. If it's helpful and better for me to die, so please give the inspiration to die.
No,
that way, it will be beyond hope and fear, and it will accept whatever comes carefully.
Then I will run the touch of a yin, then may Martin and the other.
If one has decided to do like this, one is without doubt about this procedure, then it is, would be perfectly all right not to see a doctor or a hospital whenever an illness shows up.
Then he can a young Malam Yapo Jab, Gava Don, a Jesu young Java Yapo Langre, Mother Lai Java Langre. Take it up.
So when really then it comes to die, one has to make wishing prayer. As we explained the other day, we have to make a wishing prayer that we will achieve a very useful body in the time for the benefit of many sentient beings. And that will certainly lead to a rebirth in the human realm or God realm.
Tene Sanje Janam Talaya Sanju Simba Negapso, Lu Hajang, Trangme Batani Jimbalatam, Simjin La Pembeche, the De Jimbalatam, Lord Jure. Sanje Janam Tarjil, Lombajil, Ned Dub Dubujong, Mingatan, Jumatum, Nya Chaper Jinjig, Tiba, Tiba Gatijam, the Nya Chaper Jinjig, Hako, and those several. Tene Jarpote, Jarpojil Chevare, Jarpote, Tene Mulantam. Chuinan and Chong, the Nilam Sang, Lo Nyat, Nyachimbuchil, Jutichin, the Nitty, Shate, Lumber Matsoko Sate, the Nathalet Rovare, the Rang Lutang, the Nyala Chavala, the Jarpot, Sanjay Chavachere, the Jarpin Chin, the Nettingamitata.
In the stories of the Buddha's previous lifetimes, there are numerous examples for this type of dedication. On his own body. He gave him countless times, he gave his own body for the sake of sentient beings. And one particular story in which he just remembers where in the country it was a sickness that a very heavy sickness, like an epidemic, and the consulted astrologer calculated that there would be a meat of a specific fish would be needed to cure the sickness of this country, but this fish wasn't available. So the king to whom this was reported in the previous life of the Buddha, he heard this and then he went to the ocean, threw himself into the ocean, and by dying in this way, instantaneously had a miraculous rebirth as this type of specific fish. The fish was able to cure the people. So there's many methods to dedicate oneself
for the sake of others and people.
So there are many stories like this. We could do some research about this.
This and the Tekpa Chimbulo, the same thing, Mangbola Pintona, Ranga Lujang Jimba Tangova, Tangovir.
This is the way to proceed in the Mahayana tradition. To dedicate one's own body for the sake of others.
Dina Ranga, same thing, Yen Mapulu, Rete Tanya Yomare, Tini Leje, Leje, one good triple Luji, Rete Tangri, Yang Yangi Lang, Yangi Yang the Tango. Same thing, Yen
Mapulu.
Tell Tanya Yomar. Tizal is one triple Lunda Tango. 당그래. 출발을 했는데 딴 거 그래.
About giving our own body away, what we cannot give away is that type of primordial body that we have that is inseparable from our mind. Like the body that we achieve in dreams and so on. This kind of mental body, this we couldn't give away. But what we can give away is the body that is like a reflection of this primordial body. This is the body that arises as the illusory manifestation, which is different according to our karmic action from lifetime to lifetime. So this illusory body, this we can give away.
So, Ninga Saya may be Neji Jonathan, the Chijin Yamni Yabozo, Chijin Yamni Yabozon, and Ned the Tros Carvade. Nailam, Nail Latin, the Yamni Zoture, Ned Chiji Tros Carvade. Nangbatina. Ah, me may be Naza, Ben a Kinsenda, or me may be wrong. Then they choose in Yamizo. You go to Tambana, his own name. Top they will get it.
On the other hand, if we are Buddhist and we encounter a sickness that is incurable, then of course there's no choice, and we better practice Dharma, use the sickness by joyfully accepting it.
Yeah.
Nice song.
Dungaji Nasata, same group of Nasala, tender will go over it.
Specifically, if there is some person mentally ill, then the way how we relate to them in our speech is very important. We could tell nice stories, pleasant stories, sing nicely, or in this way influence, give a positive influence on the mind.
Te tepa chimbi lola, dubung of a yin and nimbar mavet doba sejute, same dungaji and loji nimbu hi, lul tang.
The Mahayana tradition, there are four things. Eases people by telling them nice stories, sings, pleasant songs, and so on.
Then the Mokaki sem the Donga Chimbu, Nanda Chimbu, you.
Uncomfortable, and if we tell them a nice story, make them laugh, suddenly, maybe by laughing and being very delighted by our story,
laughing zone.
All this uptightness in their heart gets cleared away, and their nadis are purified.
Then, Pola Lodji Jere, Poo North Tipat, Sangasola, then, Gomba Yomare, Lumba Tongbare, Santangre, then, Lama Chuba Yomar Kalekabuyere, Konsu Poche. Tasa la pole and roser and debunkain and roko, lobjong say. Poja lobjong say, I check Trepajan, the lobjong so there, pitched in the Hedazogomare. Then they call Papa Yula left the Ama Nadu, Ama Gate, and then they oak tongue, Motoba Gate under. That you Tasa and Lomang Bondore, Ta Ama Nagado, you tap chiches ever. Go Trepa Mado, then again the Hako Mare. Then they Koranka Trepa send, then they am Mandra would check Zo. So, by the way, you go to the way. Yamu said, Pondua, the yo. The Tugloche commander was so tell Yamu, your tenant, tell a trap, I jam them. Then they say, Amachi go, imbecile, chigo, long time, maybe say, tender say, pa joke, tort joke, then they all sat in the zebras. They am a game with you, the tenant, then not home, then I'm a trash.
Amachi.
아마 제거라고 그랬어요. 제거서는 너한테 로그 빡빡 보고서 퍼졌나? 제 뭘라고 이러와? 제거서 그래. 빡빡 오마 육산도가 제일 제거서 그래. 아마 꽤 망고장 돼버린다고. 아마 제거 나오리도 세버린. 아마 제거 임바사 제거 롱타메 베세세. 때네 야 족마 족세는 박사 잡든지 저도 때네. 아마 게무만 동만형 때네 게무효 게무진부효도 때네 때네 나사들에 나동. 뭐마 된다고 보호를 시작주소야 이런 말에 나동 때네 아마 다 성.
In northern Tibet, this means the area of the northern plains, there are nomads living where not of the village for hundreds of kilometers. So people have no help in case of illness. One shepherd boy was sent to a monastery, some of the greater monasteries, and studied. At that time, study in Tibet means not so much work with books and photocopies and so on. So they had basically they were debating. So all the contents of the Dharma was reflected and debated was the training. Later he went back home. And just about the time when he was there, his mother suddenly had a throat sickness. It was very heavy, like kind of inflated here, and was an intense pain. And the mother said to the child, so you went for this study, for long years of study there, and please now do something. So the boy, in fact, had nothing learned else than debating what to do. So he thought of some skillful method. And he built up a fictive opponent by piling on top of each other some stones and put a head on top and made like a what do you call this?
Scarecrow.
Yeah, something like a scarecrow, yeah. And so it was debating with him, with this scarecrow, and saying, okay, the mother, is my mother like a, what is this? This
magical
bag you make from the intestines of animals. Blow it up. You use it for balloon, a kind of balloon, eh? Balloon where also you can fill in milk and process it. So this is my mother a balloon. When he was debating very intensely about this subject. Mother had never seen such a spectacle, and she was totally delighted and had burst out in laughter. And this laughter had the effect that there was an inflammation there with pus that it cracked open without need of operation. There was also no was not used in Tibet to have a go to surgeon and have it cut off, so it just burst open and it was cured.
Then there was Kahila, then a game would get a ping on another man. Kahila,
that way, some sicknesses are benefited by laughter.
Kahir ten leka majab then young zuputukja chagrin kum dogri, then dao ina ten leka mangbujana, yachona, young pinky.
Some people they're just uncomfortable and ill because they don't use their body. They stay in one corner, one place, they're very stiff and uncomfortable. For them it would be helpful to encourage them to work.
A lot of the illnesses that people have nowadays, both mental and physical, are caused by disturbances in, from the environment, pollution and so forth, and also stresses from our modern living and aggression. And I was wondering if Rinpoche could say something about that, how to work with, it seems like sometimes it seems like it's amazing that we're not all very sick. How out of balance things are in the world, and seem to be getting worse and worse.
Things are not some mangpo zero gi, not so the
So, for those environmental problems,
should apply visualization of the deity and the palace of the deity, the mandala of the deity, coming to the vision that the whole universe is divine palace, the beings of the deities. This is bestowing, placing on the environment.
Tene pola longba tenda wo ne da dopo tsoba chona yutri se zo ya re melong nang na zo ni char chi te la cholo nga ja cholo ne tene to ne yutri se sa ka ka sa ka la tor to gum do melong la zo ni char te la tu se ten sa ma zo te lo melong ka sa ka la to ma
because very difficult to go around and to with best water to clean all
Place, you can take a mirror and wash the environment, and it's like a mirror, turn it around and wash it.
This is very helpful because then outside is the world and there's a reflection in the mirror of this world. And this, then there is this cleaning process. And this being a symbol for all phenomena having arisen from interdependent connection.
Tene kek yoba dupu tsokpa rozo sana yang sanje je kanjor yore kanjor mre re kote re re kor lungba la kor aja tena wo se doba re tena chu kor se gendo chu je kor ba tena zo te gira wapa ba chu je leka mato me
for clearing up an area maybe there were some places that were heavily attacked by spirits or had other problems then it would be using the Buddha's word, the Kanjo, it's the translation of all the Buddha's words, many volumes, 100 more volumes. Each person would carry one volume on the shoulder and they would surround, circumambulate that place. It's called the Dharma circumambulation.
Shri Chukurvati, Matsuka Jaling Tang, Tong, Tongkaratang, Tene, 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 Tene,
Tene, Tene, Tene, musicians,
Dhamma
musicians, trumpets,
conch shells,
and so on. The tradition that is used for a place
that
has Buddhist tradition.
Then, ta,
you
There's another question.
You also have the roles of doctors or therapists for their patients. Very often when they have, when we don't have, when we feel that they don't need our particular services, but they're coming to us because they have some kind of dharma connection, there's that, it's very tricky in some sense because we are supposed to discharge people when they're well, but if they come to you because they feel something, we don't want to really charge people for dharma, so we can't really accept them in the same way. In other words, there's some split there between our functions as whatever therapist, doctor, service we offer. I mean, not so much if you're doing massage and people are paying for something they want, but when you have a role to play, then you're supposed to...
Yeah, especially, you mean specifically Dharma friends that come to
patients that, that don't want to be discharged that you feel you've accomplished your results with, but they want to continually come, you know, in some respect to see you.
For Dharma advisors.
Because they have some attraction, which, you know, is probably the Dharma.
Yeah, but the reason that not the conflict is because you're not supposed to charge for Dharma.
That, and also you don't want to turn anyone away who is benefiting from, you know, you don't want to turn people away who benefit from your service, you know, from your being a Dharma practitioner. On the other hand, in terms of your role, you are supposed to discharge people when we feel we've done what we've done for
them. Good. So Nepal, that's all for you now. Nepal, so Chitang, the Lekal Athenian, Pesha's Agrava. Da kashi da so o de da de ko nang pare da de de da da na da mi pa da da mi da ropa chi to me o de la kapuyo o de chula yang kapuyo yang na yang de yong gre ina pe sha train do yo ro yo mare da kada ga sa re de da le ga la te de pe sha sa da
ま、たっぴょまるわ。レレ。え、にな。中地点、中中らてんでペシャサクティス、中らかわれ。うん。で、ロングベルクソルトてんごぶどわ。ロングベルクソルトてんごれ。ボーネペネメンバンダウチーの。民間のによまれメンバ。メンバてネバドブのけたんぐれ。ネバでたそのえ、てらネバてぐれ。よてぐれ。 Nepal, they just want to come to Gogomare, Cheba Yomare. Then they will look so here.
Everyone has to act in accordance with the custom of the country. It's different. All countries have different regulations and so on. So one has just to do act in accordance to the regulations. What's the use? And in Tibet, it was the custom that the physician.
Then young Tayala say, Yo Mare, Nebatas on the Jochimbuk, Mangbo Tigre, Chungjong, Chungjong Tigre, Jo mean a take, Gogomare, me Tigre. Then double looks for you.
The physician was called to the sick person. Usually, it's not that the sick person goes to the doctor, but there's sort of not many doctors anyway. So, if somebody is really sick, then call for a doctor. The doctor comes and stays with that person. And if the person gets cured, for whatever reason, then the doctor will be gratefully be paid. If the person does not get cured, in spite of intense treatment, they wouldn't get anything. And moreover, there was no measure in as to how much people had to give. So a lot, little.
Yeah, 10 dollars looks so here.
The local custom.
Ben namaje dupo yona. Kangbalate, Nana, Hiraviona, Membaketa, Membatana de, Meyante, Membayan degree, then Nebatungane Hesona, Membate, me in the Mushasa Lejag, Mare Corne Lamsang Dogre, then Lamats or Ketangre.
Mebakoran, one man you
couldn't. Tene Dogre. Dogre. They knew that I am your mother.
When the person was very severely sick and they called for a doctor. The doctor stays with the person for a while and now but still it's the time to die has come. And they would call for a lama. But the doctor had to leave. So he sent away with all his medicine for the lama to come.
Then,
apart from that, there was no contact.
Then I will look for you over there. Tene, tene, do you ta rananga lungbe lukso to tengo kudwa?
According to those examples, one has to see what are the regulations in the country one lives in and has to apply those.
Right. Tene, ya me papa me baso nangbar ina mila, junda ta dapo ke chikte kogre. Kaya isna mi dela leka mangbo do, rosong mangbo do kore. Rang is okay.
Even in Tibet, in this country, doctors were paid since everybody was aware of the fact that making medicine, producing this Tibetan medicine, is a lot of effort. It's a costly. So obviously, Dr. Han will be paid.
Tene ma chenpo chung chung chobo so le teya yo ma re me ne yang yang jo chenpo so ko mangbo te gi re tene konsen de gi re
really poor people of course that had much to give but then rich people
give a lot ke lo ten da wa yo re then yeah ta
second question
yeah you
can you check on the song of Sampa on the practice of all. In the first verse, you talked yesterday about the, I believe it's the absolute view of sickness as the ripening of karma. And my question is about the relationship between the health practitioner and the patient. If it's a benefit to have sickness as a ripening, as if we work to address the patient's illness, are we in any way interacting
with that karma? Is that karma still ripening for the patient, even though the sickness may be dispelled? Mm-hmm. And are we forming a karmic connection with the patient?
In
what sense? Was there a question in there that we hinder maybe that person to
fully
act out?
Well, it's the kundup and the
absolute. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to fictional Korang ki leji namin te yaku nyamsu len malenba abuchagare.
Re, te rangke, rangke kare sokuro o natsa lamche, rang yina natsa lamche zogudu, yin yina menji zogudu ka, rangba yinji chepar yere. Rang yina le yinba yichina leji namin jamu che da gawo zogudu ka. My yin that never in the concert hammer on the chair and lady Nazare, then the young ping a marrow.
Corona
Parches of Marie.
This understanding of sickness being the ripening of one's own karmic action has to be applied to oneself. This understanding, we ourselves have the sickness, say, never mind. I joyfully accept it because it is just the ripening of my own negative action. In case of somebody else, then we should help. We should try to remove that sickness, help that person. And we don't create an obstacle for that person.
Then you remember that the kid and the lady and the child and the baking and the other thing, you know, then you lay young jiggery, cashier, necola. Do tharing bolon do chigre khache lagang dan chui den la kora ja chigre ten da bo luje luje geva so ko ko ten de la gre le je ne la le je ne la le jan ya ke chu so chigre
in Tibet if a physician came to the conclusion that person's sickness was produced by previous karma and not to be cured by ordinary medicine, then he would give the advice saying, okay, you have to apply Dharma to treat that sickness of yours. If it was like a sickness that was related to phlegm and so on, then he would say, okay, you do a long pilgrimage or you do circumambulations and so on, providing means for that person to purify his karma.
You know, then it's sambam tangjigre, sambam tango
kunuchira. Also, some people having like a phlegm disease, they would start with the 100,000 prostrations.
What to do so in the sambam tangne, then the young tradung here.
Eventually, then by doing those 100,000 prostrations, this disease would clear.
Tendawo mambuzo yeah. Yeah, that. Taperevo.
I work with people, mostly elderly, who are dying.
Yeah.
And often they aren't Buddhists. And there's clarity sometimes, and often it's slipping a lot. And I wonder if Rinpoche could say something about helping people with that process of dying and their journey beyond that.
Sleeping a lot, clarity and...
Well, sometimes their clarity of their mind is slipping.
Oh, yeah.
Slipping a lot.
Kāṅ tsō wō tā, yī kē pō tsō, kēng kō lā tā kē rē.
For those people just close to death, it's always very helpful to speak to them a few Dhamma words.
Pēnā chūnyō kē sāmbā tā nīñjī sāngyū kī sīm kō yore, tēn rāpa tsī kī yinā chūlō tā kāñchō jē chēpār hē kō kō mō tā wā.
Some Dhamma words, even like the person who is very close to them, could speak it very, whisper in the ear of that person. It doesn't matter if that person is Buddhist or not. In that case, we use just some Dhamma words that have no relation to deities or so, like from the Bodhicharya Avatara or something about loving kindness and compassion. That particular word will give an imprint in the mind of that person and lead to better rebirth.
Some of the songs of Nyingma Rinpoche and Gyatso,
there are statements that refer to the non-existence of death and birth, that reality is beyond death and birth. Very helpful for the moment of death for that person.
Re konso kar chenpo chi cha yore teni pengri di kapsa. Jikta chenpo yore kapsa pengri.
At the moment of great fear, close to death, then those words have very strong.
Yeah, you. Do we?
Well, that was really what I had.
I'm wondering from the perspective of the emptiness of dullness and emptiness of self, what carries on from lifetime to lifetime that carries the karma conceits? How does the process continue? What actually continues on?
Le jom jay de kanda tu de nasa jeva chitne jeva chamba la le sankhi te malam jama ta vare yang da ba da ma ro pare le 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 ne pare ne lo kunjub to malam jama ta vare she chart one
actually accumulates all the karmic imprints is not really existing, it's like a dream, or like a magical illusion. It's very much like a dream experience. Ultimately, there is no one who will restore these karmic effects, or to accumulate karmic effects. But relatively, on the mode of appearance, there is someone appearing or in an illusory or dreamlike way, restores influence.
Based on this understanding,
Milarepa said, I understand that this life is like a magical illusion and like a dream. And towards all those who do not understand it, I generate compassion.
Dene malam to magic se, dene rang,
In a dream, you were to kill someone and find a way police is chasing us, we end up in jail. So the action we did first was like the karmic action, and the result of it is later to be in jail. The whole thing never exists in the first place. It's just a dream. Like Milarepa said, understand that this lifetime is nothing but a dream or a medical illusion. And for all those who do not understand it, this gives rise to compassion.
Tene sanje mela de jaran so chetok lo sanje mela gon du zi jen babar sang yin ba ta sa na ne pa le te ya gui sa re. De gomya de jing kor de mambu gomya yu re. Te dang bu to yu su ma re.
For us, particularly, which he thinks it's more beneficial if we visualize the medicine Buddha on the top of our head or the other the sick people and other sentient beings, and visualize the flow of nectar, reciting the mantra with this visualization. For us, it's more convenient than using the extensive sadhana that involves visualizing mandala and so on.
Sanje minje la bendo ya wudu jar bula mamu. De ada bega za bega za maa bega. Sanje Mila Chesu Dukung Mi Lonze Le Tu Mi Ji Jyun Bab Chesu Nihyo Ne Tham Che Na Kha Cho Se Je Na Marte Ne Wo Kwa Tam Kaan Thet Da Pape Po Ka Tam Nye Re Che Thong Su Sam Dor Sing Kup Te
The medicine Buddha is sitting on the ground of the head. The begging bowl in his lap is overflowing with medicine and nectar, which drips as a continuous flow into our body through the hole in our head, washing out all the impurities, sicknesses from the body, that turn me from all the lower gates and the souls and the feet and through the pores, filling, and the nectar is filling the body.
Tena sanje mela wudu yo rangla tem, ranga lunga ye somdang, sanje mela kusong to yemi to chorsong sambetine tongba nyingang tesiyako.
In the end, the medicine Buddha dissolves into light, light is absorbed in ourselves, resulting in a state where we rest inseparable, the body, speech and mind from the body, speech and mind of the medicine. Finally, we have to rest like this in the understanding of emptiness.
Munjol geva de jevo kun sonami ye cho cho de sonami ye le tamba kun ye do barisho. Ya, chiran zun madam. Gurup chok de, di, Taye pe nepa mangbo la penpa jya chenpo nyongwa mangbo. Ne la penpa tang mahinpa, ne nepa ta so chupa cha de chu nyamni ya po yongwa mangbo.
So Rinpoche has his own wishing for you that we would be able to form such a group of health professionals that are able to benefit countless sentient beings, patients, and that not only we are able to remove the sicknesses of those people, but also that we were able to influence their minds in the sense of Dharma, turning them into Dharma practitioners.
Then the young Kwanzaa, young Simchen Mambul Pingtan, then the Jachem Jachem.
That way, encouraging also those people to help others. So this is his pushing
power. Then the Finally,
of course, wishing prayer that all of them will reach the state of unsurpassable Buddhahood.
Yeah. That consummate Japson. Nedele, Nimondele, Zendele, Nime, Koyondele, Nimzen, Tado, the Koyozom, the Drachiso, Nima, Dava, Mare, Dava, Dava, Nimondom, Tosom, Nesa, Sanji, Minja. Bendo yaye uje drashi shu kumdo bendo yaye ro rova simji neje doma sanju samba je jengul renje minje la ye drashi shu ya
well just a brief moment okay thank you very much
yeah.
Appreciate it a lot it seems like the major message is we should improve our healer sense of humor but also we really appreciate coming to teach us about working with Dharma and healing to get better. I'm saying also that the Ram Menta Yabochi so the Pendo Jung, so young the
something.
It's
a small emptiness.
And also we appreciate Christopher
himself. Okay.